You may be seated. Sing me a song, Al.
Hallelujah.
Al's not here?
Hallelujah.
Somebody else sing mine.
Hallelujah.
Al? Nobody else here? Understand the soberness of this time.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And that's all to it.
So,
and it makes no difference how you speak to us. We are, well, here it is.
Yes.
This no, also.
Yes.
You mean there's something else we should know before this?
Hallelujah.
Now there's where I get in trouble.
Hallelujah.
That's where I get in trouble with all of you fine, religious, spiritual people. That I actually know what that's talking about.
Hallelujah.
And I'm talking to people that don't know what he's talking about. Okay. And so therefore you can't help them because they know, but they don't know.
Okay.
And what they don't know, that they don't know.
Amen.
Now,
Hallelujah.
You heard, I think,
Jesus.
The man that called in from Jerusalem.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoops.
Oh, bless you.
I shouldn't have assumed that.
Oh, bless you.
There you go.
Oh, God. Lord.
Have they not heard?
Hallelujah.
Have you not heard what you're supposed to do?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh,
Hallelujah.
This is perilous time. Now, some time ago,
yes,
I walked into the dining room like I do every day. Boy, you folk are so, oh, man. You all want to stand up and honor me when you come in. But you don't do what I tell you to do.
Hallelujah. Oh, Israel.
First of all, when you stand up to honor me, do it with humility.
Thank you, Lord.
That's something God's people don't know too much about. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And he will exalt you.
Yes, Lord.
In due season.
Due season.
What a beautiful scripture. No, I didn't say you didn't have to respond all the time. I just said don't respond to what I'm doing that time. But you see, if you are going to respond, do it from the heart. And know you're doing it from the heart. For what the heart man believes. Not with the head. Your yes, amen like that from the head means nothing to God. What the heart man believes unto salvation. What the heart man believes unto the ways of being saved.
Yes, Lord.
Perilous time to come.
Perilous.
For men. Now, again, you know, every time I do this, I know exactly what's going to happen, and I fearfully do it, because it shouldn't be that way among us.
Oh, God.
There should not be no kickback from this house.
Oh,
has not God proven to you sufficiently to stop questioning him,
my Lord,
for sending me to you?
Oh, Jesus.
Because you think that God don't know what he's doing? You can do it right now against somebody. Sit right here. You sit right here, and you won't humble yourself down. And so, because we don't do it, we have constant, day after day, God's got to knock us down. Knock us down.
But I glory and praise the God.
Oh, where is that? I guess right here. Yeah. But again, I'm going to tell it to you. These scriptures are not written concerning the world.
No.
This is God identifying his people. Unto you is the prophet said. Unto you is the scripture given. Unto you. The scriptures are given so that the saint of God, not the world.
No.
Hey, are you saints?
Amen.
Well, if you're not, then you've been called to be. So here's a scripture for you. To identify your enemy, your adversary,
yes,
which is you.
Amen. Me. Yes,
oh, you fully agree with that, huh? You're a bunch of stubborn people. I'm telling you.
Lord.
Hey, that's the truth. Both rejoice in that.
Amen.
Because they receive not the... Because if you receive the love of the truth, you'll rejoice.
Amen.
You love it, you'll rejoice.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Is it I, Lord? And Jesus went out of his way to make sure that it wasn't them.
Hallelujah.
He had a vessel sitting over here that was prepared to be destroyed.
Yes, Lord.
So he identified who the I was, sparing them.
Yes, Lord.
That same word that was spoken to Judas could have been spoken to them.
Amen.
Now look at what a beautiful description of what if God willing, to make his power known to his elect, he prepared a Judas, who was also elected, to destroy, that he might show them his power to save. Wow! 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 I mean, is it really going to take a little bit more than that to bring that out of your soul? Wow! Amazing! Wow!
Well, see it that way, Brother Stan.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hey, I'm going to warn you people again. You don't want to have that look of uncertainty or insecurity on your face
when
Jesus appears. But when he appears, he's coming just like his forerunner. With refining fire.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Cleanse this whole world.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
And if you're going to insist to think like you are, I look at some of you people, and you're walking, you even walk around in your holiness of righteousness. You think you're so right, that you actually look right at you sometimes, look right back at me. You say, until you receive this kind of instruction.
Hallelujah.
Maybe I get to it.
Glory.
Permit to be lovers of their own selves.
Yes, Lord.
Not you.
Oh, your mercy is enduring.
Is it I? Seeking their own.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jesus.
Now you definitely would like to change your attitude, will you? Because you know I'm wanting you to do it. And you know you can't do it because you haven't practiced it like I told you.
Oh, God.
I was talking to Brother Jim about the coffee. And before that, I would talk with Andrew about it.
Hallelujah.
Andrew finally came back to me weeping and crying. Now, hey, let's hear what he said about Jim. Let's hear what he said about Andrew. No, I'm talking about you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If I mention Andrew to emphasize this, I'm going to emphasize you. And you. Two strong-willed, self-made men.
Hallelujah.
And they can't get along. Isn't that what you told me? Isn't that what you told me? And what I tell you and I talk to you about it. And now I'm embarrassing him, am I? No, I'm using this example. They're both good brothers. But Andrew finally came back to me after he brought up the subject. He said, "I'm sorry, brother. I shouldn't have done that." Oh, don't hurt yourself, people.
Hallelujah.
Don't do that.
Hallelujah.
You're rebellious. Is it I?
Yes, Lord.
I'll just show you what happened with it. See, Andrew and him have been working on a coffee, both. Roasting it, grinding it, and preparing it. And truth of the matter is, they made it a bigger job than it really is. And if I tell them that, these two know-it-alls, in fact, if Christopher will remind you, when I was talking to you about it yesterday, I said, maybe I'll just go ahead and do it. I'm just this big job of making coffee with this. Maybe I'll just put these two guys out of the way. And I'll get it done in one third of the time. Yeah, I will. Yeah, I will. But I didn't tell how I would do it. In fact, I tried to tell them both how to do it. But Andrew has his way of doing it. He has his way of doing it. And I told you, dozens of times, your way is not the right way.
Amen.
Whenever you start imposing your way,
Lord.
Trying to get along with somebody else, you're not going to do it.
Amen.
I didn't ask you to come back and tell me you were sorry, did I? Somebody else must have done it, though. Somebody else must have done it. He was faithful, wasn't he? It wasn't worth that, was it? And see, if I sit there and try to tell you what to do, that there's that. Look at you, just right now. I try to tell you folk how to prepare yourself. Hey, preparing a people, you're not ready for. If you would appear right now, most of you folk would be damned on your way to hell because your heart is not right. Now you love me to tell you that, don't you? Huh? Don't you?
Hallelujah.
Well, you ain't got no right to say that. Well, let me see then. Maybe I better stick with up here. Where is that scripture?
Hallelujah.
I know I got it somewhere. I better take it off the printer. Because the last thing I got when I came out of the radio room was a scripture where Jesus said, "He that receiveth you,
my Lord,
me, as the Father sent me, so send I you." Now, I want to tell you all, Peter Prince, who you're so full of junk. So darkness in your mind that light can't even penetrate. The light you had become dark. Behold, how great a darkness is until you actually rise up and denounce the light. Don't you ever, brother, show any inclination that you don't agree with what God told you. That's my servant. Now and until the end.
Amen.
Including your end. My man of God, man of God, man of God, and whack, whack, whack. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Why don't you people understand the admonition of God? Why? You're stiff-necked.
Hallelujah.
You're uncircumcised in heart.
Hallelujah.
Your heart's not right.
Yes, Lord.
And so you're resisting the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Who has been sent to enlighten you, to inform you, to identify you, to convict you, to save you, to keep you.
Yes.
So don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Boy, that was perfect. That little phrase that came out of my mouth right then. Perfect that. Go ahead. Say it any better. Go ahead. Well, can't you say it more softer?
Hallelujah.
I could. But it's all cut deep enough.
Yes, Lord.
A soft blow, you know, we go with the punch. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I did have that scripture, but I guess I got so many others here. Yeah. Just before I walked out, I quickly ran to my Bible and I opened up again to Malachi.
Hallelujah.
I will send as a father, send me. Do you know Jesus was Elijah?
Lord,
you know
hallelujah.
John the Baptist was Elijah? Do you know that Paul was Elijah? Do you know that Peter, sons of men, were special messengers with a special message for people at that special time? That God has said that for me too. What a compliment. Do you know hardly anybody talks about the role of a son of man? Son of God put us all. Remember how Kirk brought me on that one? Oh, we're all sons of men. And what did I say to that? I agree.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And that one Elijah messenger is going to prepare a people, going to purify the sons of Levi.
Hallelujah.
So boy, I tell you, you folks who desire to be pure and holy, you ought to be glad if Elijah shows up. You'll be glad when he walks up to you.
Yes.
Created me a clean heart. We'll send Elijah. Whether I say it ever or not, aren't you looking for him? Don't you hold your prayer?
Yes.
Is that the way you're going to treat him when he comes out? Who do you think he is?
Thank you, Lord.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And the only reason why people do that is because they want to be near like
you.
That's all. Fine by me. Hey, Elijah, if you are somewhere around, please appear, and I will slowly step right back down and say, speak, sir, speak. Because I believe God's going to send Elijah.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to receive Elijah when God sends him.
My Lord.
You think some of you feel we receive him? When God's already sent you a man in the spirit, in the power of Elijah, and you're not receiving that one? Who are you fooling? Don't you know he sent each of us to each other in the spirit and the power of Elijah? What is the spirit and the power of Elijah? The message of restoration. The message of Christ coming. Get ready. Send your house in order. Isn't that the message we give to each other?
Yeah.
Isn't that the reason why we live the way we're living? Isn't that the reason why we're doing what we're doing? We're operating in the spirit and the power of Elijah just before the coming of the Lord Jesus. I know you get tired of hearing me say that, but 10 years ago, God warned us. Not woo woo woo. God, get the hell out of here. Get out, folk. Get out.
Glory to your name.
You wicked people. How you insist on playing that dumbed down attitude. That man was commanded to preach 12 years ago, was it? 15. At that point, he came in here and stood up in this pulpit and hung his neck right out here.
Mm.
He did? Yeah. First of all, he said, I would be dead. So according to that, I should be dead already. And then when I tell you, I am dead. Because I'm dead.
Hallelujah.
And so are you. If I just convince you of it.
Hallelujah.
You are dead.
Hallelujah.
You are dead. You're dead because he said so. Because you folk are very much alive in your flesh. Very much. Boy.
Hallelujah.
Haughty, arrogant spirits. The way you walk. Sometimes I look the way some of you folk walk and I say, my God, don't they know they've got... And you're not going to change your walk without a change of heart. This heart got to be created over and created me a clean heart and renew right.
Yeah.
Or the renewing of your mind. You see, the way you walk comes from the. They're not going to blame me on that either. Yeah, I tried to explain that to you. Yeah, there when my leg was hurt, my foot was hurt. I was,
Jesus.
2 days later, it wasn't hurt. Then I was still limping. Why? Because the mind has adjusted to that pain.
Right.
And now it's pulling me.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you exactly what I did. I found myself still limping, and all I went to, I said, I ain't hurting.
Yeah, right.
So I sent another command. I said, stop limping.
Right.
As they walk.
Yeah.
Do you see what I just did? Do you see what I just did? The old mind had settled into a little old limp because the foot hurt. So I had to have a renewing of the mind.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Have you ever walked in Christ and he ends up limping? Or stumbling? Huh? And then after God healed you, you're still stumbling, you're still living. Get a renewal in your mind. Send a new command down from the head. Hallelujah. Leap for joy, legs. Clap your hands, saints. There's so many things you consistently do that is absolutely revolting to God. It really is. Then if I tell you what it is, let's just go back and finish the story with Andrew. See? So Andrew, he comes back. I'll try to set it straight again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I am the one that took on this coffee making thing. I got the best machines. We got the best coffee. And so the trouble is now with the coffee maker, it's now with the grinder, it's now with the roaster, it's with the men. Perilous times come, dangerous times. We end up fighting amongst ourselves. Yeah, you were right, Andrew, to come back and say, Brother, I'm sorry, I should have done that. That's the word you said to me. I should not have done that. You know what that means? That means you knew before you did it you should have done. That's why you hesitated a little bit.
Oh, God.
Oh, that ain't no big deal, is it? A little thought destroys the unity. And then when it destroys it, it spreads that one. And so all of a sudden, living here in this community is perilous.
Oh, God.
Perilous time. Who do you talk to? How do you speak to them?
Yeah,
Lord bless
you, Lord.
They're offended at you? How are you, Richard? I'm trying to get offended at me. But every day. I actually pick you out.
Yep.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Perfect peace today that love to be told, love to be instructed, and nothing will offend them. No, I won't get offended.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to finish with that story. I'm going to pray that my dealing with these two fellows, which I did, I want to double them both. I'm going to pray now that they don't get offended at me because I use what I'm using. So I said to Andy, I said, okay, I'm going to try to set that back in order. Andy, you know what I said? You walked out the door? Isn't that what I said to you? I said, look, what's got here? We got our order again.
God bless you, Jesus.
In other words, I told them how to grind coffee. I told them how to roast it. I got the equipment to do it with. I got the opportunity. All they got to do is just do exactly what I tell them. Don't change it. And then if it don't turn out right, then I'll change it. I'll come in and check if the coffee machine's working all right. Then I ask you how the new coffee was. Right? And then they come back and check it. See? I come back and find out. If it ain't quite right, say, roast a little bit more. Or grind a little finer. I don't just start somebody on something and not stay with them.
All
right. No, I put responsibility on you. I'm responsible for you.
All right.
What? For he must give an account.
Hallelujah.
I got to give an account of these two men. And the only thing that's helping them both right now is that they love me.
Hallelujah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't let me talk to them like that. But you love me. And you're trying to. You're getting better. You're still too stubborn, though. Yeah, it is. You see, if I was going to do the coffee, it would take me no more than 10 minutes. I'll have to sit there and watch it, look at it. No, I wouldn't. And that's why I said to Christopher, I think I'll just go do it myself. Because I can walk down there anytime. Look at all the vines going now. See, we try to have coffee at 6 o'clock because of some of you guys at 6 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah. So somebody goes in there and says, look at them all, look at me. I didn't know that. What the hell is wrong with you people? Why are you continuously blocking your minds out to instruction? Am I talking about coffee now? Did anybody see what I did this morning? What did I do? What did I do? Come here, Cameron. Now I've been fussing at you for coming here week after week, haven't I? But what did I do this morning? Not what did I do this morning, the first day. I came back and talked to you. She said, don't come anyway. I said, you come tomorrow, because we're going to get strawberries. Nice, strong back. Some blueberries. I might as well utilize the guy. He's going to keep on bugging me here. You'll be here tomorrow. I don't know how to be here tomorrow, because you're here today. Now, if you came when I told you not to come, then you can come when I tell you to come. Isn't that nice? Still working on you, boy. Where's Craig at? I was looking for him, too. Huh? He'll be here. Oh, I shut the door. You just don't get it, do you? I opened the door for the young man that got it shut. Because I've not yet been fully persuaded that God shut the door. If God has shut the door, how would you let him through that door? I wouldn't let you through that door, boy, and don't you dare forget it.
Jesus.
I've been warning you people all along about something God told me, that one of these days I'm going to stand in front of that door. I won't do it from up here. Hey, Timothy, where'd you find me this morning? Right out the door.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I didn't know. The judge is at the door.
Hallelujah.
You define people.
Master.
You define.
Master.
You see, this spirit of despite. And that's what God was trying to tell that man over there. I want you to understand. Understand, please? Understand, please?
Please.
Do you understand this, my dear friends? That this thing called Christianity and followers of Christ is all based on your belief. Did you hear me? Did you hear me?
Glory to God. Wonderful saying.
So everything God does, it boils right down to believing or unbelieving. And the unbelievers stir up. Every time you don't believe God's doing certain things, a certain way, you stir up somebody.
My
Lord. Is it I, Lord? It is I.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Still dry bones, Lord. They dry bones, but they won't come together.
Lord.
They're hearing the word, but they won't come together.
Glory to God.
And the knee bone says to the foot bone, I don't need to. I tell you, folks, with the coffee, I don't need you to make the coffee. I could go down and do it with less hassle. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to finish with the coffee in here. Right? Yeah, I still do with men here. And you get two old men setting their ways, and then God brings them to me.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Huh? And he told me all young men were full of stubbornness. And this is something. He's still younger than me. And he's younger than me. And even you are younger than me. I know you think you're getting old, but you ain't as old as me, boy. You know what I say to people? I say, how old are you? How old are you?
71.
I spent a whole year at that, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
A whole year at it.
Yes,
yes, sir, man. Woo-hoo-hoo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Tough year. all of a sudden you start facing and say, hey, I'm getting old.
Right.
Then you say, but I'm not getting old.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on. I even spent some years being fat like you. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, Eric, you are something else. You're really something else, Eric. You're really something else. Now look at you and look at two or three others around and get so fat. And you mock me because you make no effort. And I got to give an account because I've been faithful to you. I've told you, no rich man goes to heaven or gets in the kingdom, and no one fat. Period. And God brought you to a place where you can eat well, work good, and not get fat. And to know that we have people right here that keep getting fatter and fatter and fatter.
Jesus.
See, we can't convince you that that is part of your mind up here. Part of your mind.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, come now, let us read together. Are you talking about me, Brother Joe? Tell me. You don't know what you're fat? Stay riding that bicycle, Mama. Don't lay back on your laurels and say, well, I lost 40 pounds. Because if you don't watch it, you'll gain it right back. So keep on riding that bicycle, Mama. You said some folk ride with you and walk with you, but they don't drop down. But don't you drop out, Mama. Don't you, you keep on riding. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You remember how you had a bunch of folk walk with you because you was all wanting to lose weight? And boy, you go rocking around. They dropped out. Oh, yes, I'm running.
Oh, Jesus.
Trying to lose some of this excessive weight on me.
Yes.
Want to make 100?
Yes.
Don't stop running. Run on. Run on, Jesus. Why don't your people like my instructions? And this is the kind of running he thinks I mean, see? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll get in the spirit.
Amen.
People are just running in the spirit. And I ain't got tired yet. Hallelujah. You run in the flesh, you're going to get tired. You run in the spirit. Hey, Mama, I'll tell you how to keep from getting tired. Just run in the spirit. Ride that bicycle in the spirit. Stay in the spirit. And he'll crucify the flesh. He'll overrun you. And the next thing you know, you won't have to walk that way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. But little boy, I tell you, people are really something. How you persuade yourself that if you sit there and look at me, go.
Right. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Now, I could tell you, I did tell him. I said to Andy, I will set it, I have to go back and set the procedure of the coffee again in order. I said, so I'll talk to James about it. Now, if Andy remembers, when he walked out of the ready room, I actually went through the procedure. But then I found out that you had already decided that you're going to let him make the coffee and you're going to roast it and clean it. So therefore, he don't need instruction then on how to make the coffee. Because he's not going to be making the coffee. So I found out that Jim is going to make the coffee. Well, have I dealt with Jim before we're making coffee? Jim? You know what Jim told me one time? He said, I'm a coffee maker.
Glory.
I know how to make coffee.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yep. Thank you, Lord.
But he don't know how to make it for us.
No.
That he don't know. You don't know how to live this life.
No.
You can't live it the way you used to live.
No.
The way you learn.
No.
You learn the way of the heathen.
No.
They taught you how to do what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
Can't do this job now because we ain't got this special gun.
Amen.
We learned the way of the heathen. I'm not so much against getting stuff like that, but my God, why are we so locked down? We are facing a time when you're not going to be able to do that.
Amen.
So prepare for it.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
All that.
Come on, you mechanic. Be mechanics.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't just be part exchangers.
Yeah.
Make it work.
Amen.
We got drill press here. We got the lathe here. We got the metal here. Y'all watch Troy. He's out there making something. He's not out there doing a pattern somebody gave him.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah, amen.
He determined a long time ago we have to do something about our $100,000 investment out there. Shut the hell up! Oh, I hate that. When you put that dumb damn spirit on me, I hate it.
Oh,
you know that array out there cost over $100,000.
Amen.
You know the primary purpose of that?
Yes. Keep the radio going.
I didn't know that. You know the primary reason why you work in the field? Why you build these houses? Why you do what you're doing?
Yeah.
Keep the radio bright going.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think you came to do? Do you know anything on these grounds that glorifies God more than a radio broadcast?
Yeah.
Well, we came to glorify the Lord.
Yeah.
We're a part of, we're included in. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Why would somebody get excited about that truth? I'm so glad he included me. Hallelujah. You don't act like it, though. Just, well, we better say amen. But,
oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Now, I told you, brothers and sisters, many times that I consent to you doing things because you get some contentment out of doing it your way. So I let you do it. Because what else are you going to do?
Yeah, amen.
See, I'm trying to find something to keep Jim busy and Andy busy and, you know, busy about our Father's business.
Yeah.
I must be about my Father's business, working at unity and oneness and humility and submission, working at it, working out my salvation with fear and trembling. I don't want to upset the boat, cause division, bring discord among the brethren. Boy, oh boy, what a preacher. What a preacher. And you can't look at you. Just look at them. Just look at them. Just look in their eye. Yeah, you keep doing it, Tony. Let's get it.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Right now I'm talking about the coffee, all right? But I'm really not talking about coffee. I'm talking about men. You know what we do around here threatens this community?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Endangers it?
Right. Amen.
You don't know that?
Amen.
You didn't know you walked off small like Kim telling me you didn't believe what I said? That you endangered this house?
You
don't know what you keep doing what you're doing? You're endangering the unity of this place?
My Lord.
You bring us into a perilous time.
Amen.
You know, every time you walk back in this place, you're endangering this place.
Oh, God.
You're stubborn, self-willed, getting fat too.
My Lord.
Oh, God, Jesus.
You don't know when you show your iniquity, you endanger this place. Iniquity here could be our ruin.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Has iniquity ruined anything around here?
Yeah.
Has iniquity ever done it?
Yeah. Amen.
The trouble with you is when I use the word iniquity, I apply it to our situation, and we think it means the boondocks out there. No, perilous times. He's writing this to the people of God. He's not writing this to Democrats. The natural man is not even subject to that. He's not even going to hear it under no certainty. But unto you, you've been given ears to hear. So unto you, I preach the word of God. And I'm not talking about sexual sins. Oh boy, I don't do this, I don't do that. And then your sister's full of it. Your iniquity.
Hallelujah. Oh Jesus.
Guys, you're doing fine. Y'all look at some of your faces. You ain't talking about me, are you, Buster? No, I'm talking about you. Yeah, you.
Oh Jesus.
And you all go like that, huh? And they go right back out and forget what you mean.
Yeah, amen.
Here's the word of God. It's exposing you. Tell me how you can be free to really serve the Lord. Then you go right back out and forget. Forget what God showed you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory God.
And now they want to butt heads with me, huh? In fact, I told Jim after I said it in order, when I started to talk to him, Andrew came out. I said, look, I know that you and Andrew have said to each other,
right,
I can't get along with you. I can't get along with you. Oh, I'll get along with you if you let me do it my way.
Yeah.
But see my point?
Right.
I don't quite do it like you.
Right.
So they,
bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And the truth of the matter is, both of them were not doing it like I told them to. They're done like I told them to. Huh? See, so I had to deal with Andrew, they had to deal with him.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And I told them both how to do it.
Bless your name, Lord.
When I came in this morning, did I question you about something? You forgot already. I questioned about something.
Yeah.
Because he had that little thing sitting up on top again.
Yeah.
And what I told them both was this. And that's what I'm saying. I could do it. If I could just move them out of there and just do myself for a while. Just so I get the pleasure of knowing that what I'm saying is right.
Yeah, right.
Because I know it can be done. We got two things sitting there that would make a total of 3 gallons of coffee. It's a quick coffee maker. It doesn't take long.
Yeah,
don't sit there and watch it and look at it, make sure it does all right. It'll do all right. Now, would you like to hear about all the different opinions coming back to me, how you would do it? Huh? And I told them both, let's hear what you do. You come in here at coffee making time. But let's go to the morning, okay?
Hallelujah.
Let's go to the morning, 5:30, even if you went in at 5:45. That does not take that long to make coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't take that long to grind it. It's already roasted.
Hallelujah.
I want fresh coffee. What do you got?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, you all think I'm talking about coffee, huh?
No.
No, the perilous situation came because of me.
Oh, Jesus. My Lord God.
I wonder what they'd have done if I would have been here.
Yeah.
I wonder if they didn't have me to mediate. I love you, Andrew. You know that, don't you? But I hear you all the time. And I'm going to tell you again. I didn't ask you to come back and say, I'm sorry. The Holy Spirit had you come right back in the radio room. And here's what he said. Brother Stair, I should not have done it. And he's right. And if I do commit something to you, if you'll do it in the spirit of righteousness, you won't have no, you won't have no conflict. What would Jesus do? Huh? Well, what would Brother Stair do? As your father?
Thank you, Lord.
You're a bunch of Peter Branch folk. You really are.
Yes, Lord.
You know, Einstein said years ago, a genius only uses about 10% of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
You folk ain't using the mind of Christ.
Hallelujah.
You know what kind of mind that is?
Yeah, 100%.
Does anybody understand what kind of mind the mind of Christ is? Does anybody understand that? And how little we use of it? And one thing, he has a mind to do the Father's will. As the Father sent me. See? And then when I tell you what the Father sent him for, some of you guys get all upset with me. The Father did not send him to condemn one sinner. Not one. And the only way you're condemned is you don't believe that. And you believe that Jesus Christ did not come into the world to condemn you, sinner. But he came to save you, sinner. Hallelujah. I don't know what to do with you people. I'm telling these brothers what to do with the coffee. Go in the morning, 15 minutes before you have to have coffee. Go in there, grind it, put it up there, and let it run. And by the time the folk are in, you're going to have coffee.
Yeah.
Then just let them drink that coffee. Have the other one ready now. Have the other one ready. Have it ready. Already ground it, put it up there, ready.
Yeah.
Have it ready. And if all of a sudden you see that we're going to run out, push that one.
Right.
About the time it runs out, you'll have another one.
Amen.
Already hot coffee, fresh made.
Glory.
Yeah. Won't take 20 minutes for either one of them.
Glory.
Yeah. If you get the physique.
Hallelujah.
Don't. Really. So help me God. Now you see what they're doing to me? The same. What are you going to do? See if it's
done.
I will know if y'all keep pushing me.
Amen.
I'll take the premise away from you.
Amen.
A benefit that you have to serve God's people.
Hallelujah.
An opportunity to submit.
Right.
To do what you're told.
Yes.
And that's what you're going to find out. I got a whole bunch of scriptures here.
My Lord. Oh, God.
Glory Jesus.
That's why I questioned him this morning, because he did not do what I told him.
Oh, Jesus.
No, he didn't. That's why I asked about the thing up there. Because
mm-hmm.
I said, you keep those other two things going,
right.
And then when we're done with meal, whatever left over, you put it up there now.
Right.
And then you make each other prepare for the next time.
Yeah.
Very, very, very clear.
Yeah.
The chances are, I said, and you could also make a judgment. Let's say you got a pot who's starting to run out, and there's only about half the people. Then you just make half a pot of cup.
Mm-hmm.
That thing you can make a quarter pot, cup,
yeah.
Half a pot.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And you can actually use it. Put the whole thing in the top, make a half a pot of coffee, and then use the same grounds to make another half if you have to.
Thank you, Father.
I'll bless you.
You know, we Americans used to know the value of leftovers.
Yeah.
Well, we're the leftovers.
Right.
We're what God has left over.
Yeah.
After all these working in this field,
yeah.
We're the leftovers.
Yeah.
And boy, is he going to make them a good meal out of leftovers.
Yeah.
Ah, he knows how to take those who are left.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's a mocking type of a laugh. I'm not against laughing,
no.
But don't mock with your laughing. Have a spirit behind it.
Thank you.
Mockers.
Yeah.
I'm not against rejoicing, but don't rejoice in mocking when you're doing
it.
These men are drunk and full of new wine. Don't do that.
No.
They mock the messengers of God. By treating the message very nonchalant.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're not losing weight. Because you know you take my message. You don't blame me. Jesus Christ will come today. You are going to go to hell. You keep doing your own thing. And Christ may come. You are going to go to hell.
Hallelujah.
Well, you shouldn't tell anybody that. I'm just trying to warn you.
Yes, yes, Lord.
You're either going to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, or you're going to go to hell.
Hallelujah.
I said before, your way of life and the way of death.
Hallelujah.
Now you better choose life.
Lord.
And the word of God is life to you.
Yes.
If you'll listen to it.
Yes.
If you'll obey.
Yes, Lord.
And don't challenge the messenger now. Don't discount the messenger because you don't like the messenger. Don't do that.
Amen.
Jesus was the greatest messenger.
Yes, he was.
That God ever sent.
Amen.
What a message God sent when he sent his son to all mankind. You know what that message? That Jesus came would have even saved the ones before him.
Hallelujah.
You understand that? When Jesus died on the cross, he died for all the sins of all the people that came before him. You hear me? Hey! The damn fools, their life has been messed up, trouble after trouble. And then Jesus came. One shout along beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, and the light he could not see. He touched his rag, and he shivered in the shadow. Then Jesus came and set the captive free. Hallelujah. When Jesus comes, captures beside yourself and act like drunk. Get drunk. Then you ought to act like it. Perilous times should come.
Flesh and love.
Now, I know why that happened this morning, Brother Jim. You don't know. But when I walked out of there, I heard the Lord say to me, see, he just didn't do what you told. That's all. And all I said this morning, he didn't. And I said, what's that? Because he had taken some of the coffee and put it up there and made another pot of coffee. I said, no, don't do that. That ain't what I told you to do.
Hallelujah.
Make, get ready for two, a gallon and a half.
Glory.
And you can make one. And
glory.
When the brother comes at 6 o'clock, they can take the coffee.
Okay.
And, well, what about for breakfast time? Well, then we'll have the second one ready. If the, you can see when you come in, then put the second one. By that time, there'll be enough coffee. And the chances are we may not even have any left over. But if we do, then you take it out of there after we're all done and put it up there and get the pots ready for the next time you make coffee.
Oh,
but, did I? Forget?
Oh, Jesus.
Very simple. Amen.
That's what I'm saying. I could do it. I could probably do it better than I'm telling you.
Yeah,
would you like me to show you how, brother?
Yeah,
don't you know, I before I put any on that thing, we tried it out. We found out what it would do.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Put your buttons, check it out, check the timing on it.
Hallelujah.
Does it?
Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah.
Don't you know, I used to live with people even before we ever had this community.
Hallelujah.
I never had a church anywhere
glory
that I did not live with the people.
Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has God prepared me for this?
Right, yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
And they were no more pleasant to live with than you are.
Oh, Jesus.
I should watch the sisters in New York. We'd come and have dinner. And I couldn't get these again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're among black people now. Now, maybe they've changed a little bit. But most people, black folk that I come up, they didn't trust somebody else's cooking. Now, come on, you two folk who happen to be black.
Mm-hmm.
Am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
What a sad thing to walk in my church in Hempstead. All of them black, and we'd have dinner downstairs, and the folk would bring the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't get them to share.
Yeah,
I don't know what she put in it.
Okay.
Sister Burgess, yes, what? You're telling the truth.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Now, I don't know if all black did that, but the ones I dealt with did.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Mother, she said, Brother, come and eat with us. I said, you want me to trust your cooking? Well, you know, I don't. I said, no, what you're telling me not to eat with them. Because, I said, we're put it all together. We're going to eat together.
My Lord. Oh, Jesus.
You know, black folk lived off of that superstition for years.
Glory.
And I'm not talking about white man cooking for them.
No.
I'm talking about black man cooking for them.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you folk believe me?
Hallelujah.
Don't you know how superstitious you folk live your life?
Amen.
You don't know that?
Oh, yeah.
Until you wouldn't trust nobody or trust God.
Right.
And God says, come and die. You say, well, who made this table?
Right.
I don't mind. You got that God there cooking? I go.
Amen.
I like the way he makes the bread.
Yeah.
Glory.
You know, as I came here this morning again, I thought, what is the difference between me and most preachers? And then the Lord reminded me of how I told you that I preach to the people that's in front of me. Well, now let me ask you a question. How many people are in front of me? Unless you have the vision. See? You don't think this kind of preaching is necessary for the people of God around the world. And the church of Jesus Christ is so scattered and so divided on doctrines and mannerisms and manner of life. And I only have one loaf of bread to feed them all. And they all choose what kind of bread they want. And see, that's what's happened with us. We've eaten and drinking, not understanding that what we're doing is affecting people around the world. Amen. Look at, and I can't even be, you understand, I'm talking to somebody right now in Moscow.
Hallelujah.
I heard you on one of those new figures. I just read it to this morning.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Spain?
Yes.
Burma?
Hallelujah.
That fellow from Burma, he amazes me because he's articulate.
Yeah.
Well. I've played him three times already.
Yeah.
Very articulate.
Oh, yeah.
Very hungry.
Yeah.
And all he had was just a witness of the Spirit that he's hearing this.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
The soul of this place right here has been jeopardized because we don't realize what we're feeding the world.
Right.
Coffee, picking berries, and you got to work with everything to try to get one mind.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to go their own way. I had the Lord actually tell me about how to get those berries down. A man has given us. I'm sure you're very hungry for berries right now, aren't you? Yeah, hey, Rick, you can even come tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. Where's Craig at? 8:30 tomorrow morning, you'll be up here, boy, you and Chris. We're going to pick blueberries. I know that's right, but you've been saying that's right for a long time, and he still comes dragging around.
Amen.
Well, not tomorrow.
No.
How are we going to pick until we say so?
Hallelujah.
Until you drop, maybe. Just as long as you don't drop the blueberries. How about you? Can you pick blueberries? Sure you can. And you know what I told you, young man? What did I tell you, boy? Now you sit there and look at me in the corner of your eyes. You were the one, I said, you get up here tomorrow morning, you're going to pick blueberries, and I said, make sure you pick enough and you take some home. Can you take some home? How do you like them, Mom?
Hallelujah.
Huh? And we'll have enough of you to cash them if you want to. We got a whole lot of them now. And you don't muzzle the ox that treads out the corn. You understand that?
Yes.
So pick as many as you can, then take as much as you need, and we'll still have plenty. Like I told the brothers yesterday, we got an invasion coming up here. What? What kind of language do you got to be talked to? I wish I could figure this out. Huh? It has to do with time, you know. I didn't know that. No, it had nothing to do with blueberries. It had to do with time.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to redeem the time.
Yeah,
redeem time means you get full value of it.
Right. Amen.
Don't go out there and pick a blueberry and then turn around and look and get out there and put your hands up.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Now, what am I doing now? I'm trying to get your mindset.
Right.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
These folk really don't appreciate me, man.
Yeah.
They really don't. May I be excused? Why? Why? It's not going to take all week.
Yeah, thank God.
If we go out there tomorrow and Monday with a full crew,
yeah,
we can pretty well knock it out.
That's a lot of bearing.
So what? Let's have a lot of grace. Have a lot of mercy. Have a lot of opportunities. Huh? Well, what's wrong with having a lot? As long as you just don't use it like a lot.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hard to believe there's people in the world that never have a blueberry, not even one. Not even one. And like I said to you people, Sister Matthews, she said, boy, brother, yeah, I hear you talking about them strawberries, them blueberries, and them figs. She said, boy, I sure wish I could get a taste of one. She said, you don't get nothing like that here in England.
No, not at all.
And look at you.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Amen.
Not only do you pick them, but you need them. Wow.
Hallelujah.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was maybe 8 or 10 before I ever tasted a blueberry. Because it was very rare in our
right.
day.
Yeah, right.
Abundance, huh?
Hallelujah.
I like your looks, folks.
Thank you, Lord.
Because your looks are saying, well, he's doing all right, but I don't think he got the target. That evil spirit. That spirit that torments your mind. Instead of just saying truth, Lord.
Truth, Lord.
I'm going to get this down. Now, you have plenty of scripture, but I really don't want to stay here too long, because I'm worried with talking to this house. I really am. If it wasn't be for somebody like the guy from China or the guy from North, could hear me out there, one here, one there. And my enemy, boy, they hear me. You hear that one guy this morning? You Republicans. I'm not a Republican.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not a white man.
Thank you.
I'm a right man.
Yeah.
And I don't care what color you are, you can be a right man.
Right.
You can be made.
Amen.
God don't make black right or white right. He makes men right.
Amen.
We have been made to righteousness. And most other folk ain't gonna believe you're right.
No,
you're going to go around and try to establish your own righteousness. What do you think that phrase is? I'm white and I'm right. That's trying to establish your own righteousness because you are white.
Right.
What would you do if I told you being white ain't right?
That's right.
Praise God.
I'm black and I'm proud. What a statement to say from the mouth of a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be proud.
No. Amen.
Gay pride.
Yeah.
Keep on running your big mouth, you gay pride.
Amen.
You got a fall coming.
Yeah.
All the way to hell.
Amen.
Good, be proud.
Amen.
Haughty.
Yeah.
Arrogant.
Yes.
If you become what God wants you to be, it will be I am what I am by the grace of God. And that's why folk don't like me, because if you looked at me after the flesh, I'm an arrogant, proud, boastful man. But if you could look at the spirit of me,
grace.
I see some of you folk ain't looking right. You ever realize when you're looking at a brother or sister, you're looking at Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Do you ever realize that?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
When you're snickering. All right, put your head up.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Yeah, do you realize that?
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. You know, when Peter got so brazen, he said, I don't know the man, she looked at him.
Hallelujah.
What did Peter do? He didn't puff his head up.
Yeah.
Hello?
Thank you, Lord.
Hello?
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
What are you doing back this morning, Pierre? You made your declaration the other night. What are you back here for this morning? I mean, you believe what you wrote. Well, why are you back here this morning? Did you believe what you wrote?
Hallelujah.
You said to me you're dead, that God's not going to save you. So what are you back here for?
Okay.
What?
That's right.
Go to hell, you folk! You damn wicked spirit to come out of your eyes!
Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Just keep messing with the man of God like you're doing.
Mm. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Well, I don't believe you're the man of God. There we are again, huh? I'm the man of God when I do what you want me to do. But if I do what God tells me to do, then I'm not the man of God.
Oh, God.
Jesus said, you are my friend.
Yes.
If you do whatsoever I command.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Do I have to stop again and tell you what his commands are? The commands are not the commandment of Moses. The commandments of God are far above the commandments.
Hallelujah.
You keep the commandment of God, the commandment of Moses is not.
Good.
No problem. And that doesn't mean you're going to take credit for not doing this or not doing that. You're going to take credit for believing on him who took your sins away. That's the commandment of God. Believe on him who he has saved. What he sent him for, to save you from your sins. Now, as James and Chambers withstood Moses.
Hallelujah.
Somebody will go back and see how they did it.
Yeah.
You think you're the only one, Moses? We're smart as you are. James and Chambers. They're false magicians, were they?
Yeah.
Soothsayers.
Yeah.
Boy, they learned a lesson quick, huh?
Yeah.
Anybody know the story with it? Throwing a servant down? Look at him. Old Moses threw a servant down and
Yes.
And God said, now pick it back up.
Yeah.
They picked it back up and came rod again.
Right.
Yeah, still a rod. You mean the servant was the rod and the rod was the servant?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
They shall take up servants?
Amen.
Well, he took them up. Well, them old magicians, they said, we can do that too.
Yeah.
These old Benny Hans and these old Popes of Rome and these old religious leaders, they can go down there and make a servant too. Oh, evil spirit to make a servant.
Yeah.
And Moses took it and put it back down again and swallowed up the whole.
Yeah,
swallowed right up. Hallelujah.
Come
on. Well, throw your servant at me, you evil spirit. Go ahead. Now look at that again. This morning Jesus was talking to the Pharisees. Says, he said, you hypocrites. He said, you generation of vipers. And I thought to myself, why is it that we can't understand how Jesus is talking to know-it-alls? I mean, didn't he come to try to really save them?
Yeah.
See, the reason why he couldn't save them because they were homosexual. I told you this all along. God cannot save a homosexual. And the truth of the matter is, God didn't come to save homosexuals. He didn't come to save adultery. He didn't come to save murder. He came to save sinners. And that sin has such a drastic hold that he who began a good work in you, saving you as a sinner, is going to finish it when he comes. And you'll sin no more. Chiefest of sinners, which I am, but you can look for me because I'll be there. Wow, I wish I wasn't so old so I can shout. Now as James and Chambers withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. You stiff-necked. Don't you understand? You isolated one sister and you take issue with me, how much you're offending or hinder me from helping the weak one out there.
Okay.
You may be strong enough to overcome every little sin, but most people ain't.
Amen.
Amen.
And that you are strong, then you bear the infirmity. You bear it.
Having people have to hang down the
Well, you should do that. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll help you overcome it.
Right.
Because I won't do it.
Right.
You can lean on me.
Right.
That's what Jesus did. He overcame, did he?
Amen.
Now you can lean on him.
Glory.
Why?
Yeah.
What kind of words you got to speak?
Glory.
Why?
Amen.
Believe me, brother, glory. I'm not mocking. Don't still look the on most of your faces.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
They've done it so long. A doubtful look, a doubt.
Right.
Sing me a song, Jerry.
Thank you, Lord.
Another song now.
Amen.
Okay? You got. You maybe see it. You know, brothers and sisters, it's almost impossible to help you because you won't get rid of this mindset.
Hallelujah.
Are we? I mean, if you found somebody in sin and you said to them, I forgive you, are you going to save them? Will that save them? That won't save him.
No.
It's not your forgiveness that we seek.
Yeah.
We seek his forgiveness.
Amen.
And if you don't forgive, then you forgive as Christ does.
Amen.
And when Christ does it, he just washes it right out.
Amen.
When the devil brings your sin before him, he says, they're blotted out. Well, what sin are you talking about? Well, don't you know that that's what the devil's doing in the Father's right hand right now?
Yes.
Accusing you.
Yes.
And boy, when you make a boo-boo, he's right on.
Yes.
Hey, that's the Lord! And you can tell me you're going to say that one, right? Look what they're doing. And Jesus said, but I'm looking at what I've done.
Yes.
You're going to somebody get saved around me. I'm not going to get out of the way of the cow. All right. Continue thou. Evil men seduce us to act worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. There's been no deception around here, right? And I've warned you about that. Self-deception.
Hallelujah.
Thinking you are something. I heard a man say that the other night. He said, the biggest deception, I think it was Henry Gruber, is that people think they're right with God when they're not. They're deceiving themselves. How gracious for God to say to you, don't be deceived.
Hallelujah.
And cause you to cry out to God.
Hallelujah.
That's what he was saying.
Glory.
Henry Cooper says, my God, after all these years of doing all this, doing that,
yeah,
here I am in a dilemma.
Hallelujah.
Have you not seen me do that?
Yeah, amen. William Brown. Amen, brother. Yes, sir.
Lord. Yes. Oh yes, Lord.
That's God's doing, you know.
Right. Yes, sir.
The last test.
Yeah,
seemingly.
Forsake.
Looks like God forsake me.
Right. Yeah.
Huh? I said, come on, God. I can't reach him because you're not seeming to.
Hallelujah.
Backing me up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look me right square in the face. You look me right square in the face. Just defy me.
Right.
Who look at me like that for, Buster? It's not the coffee making. It's the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit that does not endeavor.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to try to show you that in just a moment. I don't know if I get through it all, but it's so simple.
Hallelujah.
It's just so simple.
Oh, God.
Now, I want to tell you, when God spoke to me, every time you hear me quote scripture like Elijah or Jeremiah, I take them very personal.
Hallelujah.
And then in order to bless you so you don't have to get pump yourself up and say, who do you think he is? I'll say, it also applies to you too.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
A domino effect. The head, then it affects the whole body. That's why when I had these folks around, I said, you're sick. Well, what am I going to do about that? God said the whole head is sick. Huh? Why did God permit it?
Hallelujah.
And this nonsense of going around blaming somebody else for your corruption or your sin.
Amen.
Or I'm doing this because you did that. That's stupid. That is literally stupid. Look at him, look at me. You know why you look at me like that? Because that's the way most of you are living your life.
Hallelujah.
That's the way most of you are doing it.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo! What was that, silence is golden?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Quiet don't mean you don't make a noise at all. Make a noise, but it's a quiet noise. Now, the Lord gave me this before I walked out again. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and has been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned. Now, I've learned a lot of things. I'm a man of experience. I learned about sin. I learned about iniquity. I learned about me. I learned about him. I learned about you. I have met you before. Well, where did I learn that from? Why, from the all-knowing God, who knows you and me. Do you know he met you before you were born?
Oh, yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Did he know exactly what to expect out of you?
Amen.
Oh, how he loved you.
Amen.
And knowing all of that, knowing all that while we were yet, he knew all of that. He knew about your sin, your iniquity. What a mighty God. Now you get to know him like he knows you. Know his emotions, know his feelings, know his heart. God said, David's a man after my heart. What did you find in your heart, David? That God loves sinners. That God forgives sin. I want a heart like that. I learned that God. Why don't you study David's hand? Just study his hand.
Hallelujah.
Just study it. Even to this day, God's still building on the house of David.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, house of Jacob. Oh, house of David. I will establish my tabernacle of David.
David,
amen. They don't know the scriptures, God. You look them right square in the face and call a word to them. You know where? Because you don't know the scriptures. You want to hear it? Huh? But continue thou the thing which thou hast learned.
Hallelujah.
And hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child. Does anybody know of a man of God that God spoke to him when he was a child? And say, don't you say you're a child. Because from a child you have known the revelation truth. You have known the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Don't you understand what God did with me when I was, he opened up that scripture.
Thank God.
Come on. He made it very personal. Before you were born, I knew you. Don't you say you're a child. I just told you, you understand that. That from a child, thou hast. Hey, God, it's right there in front of you. It's right there in front of you. Right there. You.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. To tell people how you can be saved. How to be saved. When to be saved. What to do when you're saved. Because you're saved. You know as well as I do that nobody ever told you the difference between the Word of God and the Scriptures except me. The Scriptures are the Word of God revealed.
Hallelujah.
And the Word of God without being revealed is dead. The letter of the Word will kill. But you get the Spirit to reveal it. Open it up.
Hallelujah.
My God, you're even going to fight on me on that one, aren't you? Look at them. Look at them. Just running deep here. I sit there. And I want you to know how long you've known the scriptures. Huh? When you came around me, you started hearing scripture. You start seeing it. You start witnessing it. Well, who does he think he is? Hey, please. I'm going to plead with you, folks. Don't let that spirit get a hold of you. I am.
Hallelujah.
Are you Elijah? At this point in time, I'm telling you, I will never declare that, but I will declare it.
Hallelujah.
If you don't understand that. When Elijah is finally manifested in flesh, and he will be, I don't just believe in the ministry of Elijah just being in the spirit and the power. The Bible teaches us that he's going to be manifested in flesh.
Hallelujah.
Him and Moses.
Hallelujah.
He was glorified. They were all manifested in flesh.
Yeah,
it will be glorified flesh or to be. You, those men have got that supernatural anointing on them.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
You can't hurt them.
No.
You can't even kill them.
No.
You'll kill them later and later and laugh at you.
But the third day they're going to rise again. Did Jesus get a laugh on them Jews? Did he get a laugh on them Pharisees? Huh? Oh, he got them now. He said, you wait till the third day. I'm going to get a laugh. And he, boy, he came out of that. Well, in the power. See, in the power of the resurrection, but it was manifested in the flesh.
Amen. Oh, yes.
You think about that grave, just spirit. Amen. Think about the flesh.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory. Amen.
Glorified.
Glory.
Uncorruptible flesh.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Is he here? Touch me.
Yes.
Handle me.
Yes.
The only thing absent in that body was blood.
Yes.
But what took his place was spirit.
Hallelujah.
Because the spirit is life. The life is in the blood.
Yes.
Well, the blood's the spirit, and the spirit's the blood. And the life is in the blood of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Wow. Come on, folks. Come alive.
Thank you.
Bless you, Jesus.
Praise.
Thank you. Amen.
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
Yeah.
I give the instructions. Take heed.
Hallelujah.
Listen to them.
Lord.
Don't treat them nonchalant.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Whatsoever he saith unto you, do. Well, that ain't you, bless. That's Jesus. As the Father. Sent me.
Hallelujah.
So send I you.
Amen.
Father sent him.
Yeah.
Tell folk what to do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And that's how he started the whole thing. Hallelujah. Whichever he. Why don't you know who the he is?
My Lord. Hallelujah.
I know he is. And as the Father sent him, he sent me.
Hallelujah.
So whatever I tell you to do, do it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You ready? How should we escape if we neglect to do what we're told to do? Because it's in doing what he tells us to do that we have great salvation.
Amen.
How should we escape judgment, condemnation, if we don't do what he tells us to do? Go show yourself to the priest, he said to the lepers. And they went as they went. They didn't even get there. Just started to do what he said. And as they went, they were cleansed. The woman looked at us and said, well, what do I want to go to the priest for? He's the one that did it. I'm going to go back and give him your gold. And when they came back, the Lord said, where are the other nine?
Hallelujah.
Are you one that came back?
Yes,
to give God glory?
Hallelujah.
And give God praise? Yeah, you can't realize how much your iniquity, your leprosy showed out this week? Go show yourself to the priest. Hallelujah. And as you go, what are you going for? Why did Jesus tell them to go show themselves to the priest? Because that was written in the law that you took your leprosy to the priest. He would examine you, and if you were clean, he'd give you a clean bill of health and turn you back out. Hallelujah. So go show yourself to the priest. We have a high priest in the heavens right now. Glory be to God. I said, no, I'm not.
Hallelujah.
Well, you said you were the most iniquitous man. Yeah, and the most sinful. But right now, I'm not.
Hallelujah.
I mean, Christ.
Amen.
Go to hell.
Amen.
Get out.
salvation away from me.
No.
And you try to take mine away, you're going to take yours away. Because
no.
My salvation is of the Lord.
Glory.
You want to cast it away? Go ahead, fools. Go ahead.
Glory.
Old fools. So slow. Yeah, man, you start taking me serious about your faith.
Hallelujah.
I want another song out of you. You have a couple hours in a blueberry patch to learn another one.
Hallelujah.
Same one, just with yourself.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, get out to the blueberry patch and make your own song up.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You'd be surprised now.
Yes.
When a guy don't have too much music in him, it's a lot easier making up a song.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for helping me to pick blueberries.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of working with my brothers. Thank you. Isn't that a nice song?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Lord.
I want to tell y'all something. There's one thing I see you do that I don't think you ought to continue to do. I don't mind you smiling, and I don't mind you laughing, but I don't want to see a smirk when you do it. Now, can I give you an example?
Amen.
You'll give us all right? Oh, you're smiling, but see the smirking?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Now, go home and get in front of a mirror. You know, that one right there. Don't smirk at it. Don't laugh at it.
Glory, God.
It's a shame how little you people understand spirituality. See, you've learned to respond to things like that from the heathen. They laugh at over that. Some kind of little smirk. We're sober. We're serious. Oh, now you enjoy it? Because I told you what you're doing. Now you're upset because I told you, don't smirk at me.
Hallelujah.
Don't. See, if you could see what I see in your face, it would disturb you very much. So if you look in the book, in the mirror, you might see your own face.
Hallelujah.
An open face. Do you even know what an open face is? Huh? How shall we escape?
Hallelujah.
If we neglect so great salvation? Do you know that this is a place that God brought you to perfect your salvation?
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Hallelujah.
And do you believe that?
Hallelujah.
Lord.
You're not going to escape.
Nope.
If you neglect, do you want to do others?
Hallelujah.
Shall we see? As God for Christ's sake forgave you, do them like Christ would do.
Oh, yeah.
Did He show you what to do?
Yeah.
Did Jesus show you what to do?
Yeah.
Did He give you an example that you should follow in His steps?
Yeah.
Then why do you keep kicking it?
Yeah.
The other day, again, I was in the dining hall, and I brought the story of the woman who was caught in the act of adultery. Then I asked a question. What did Jesus do about it? Oh, you can't get more accurate than that.
Amen.
And then when Jesus said to her, go and sin no more, it had nothing to do with adultery. It had to do with her condition of believing. Because if she's ever going to overcome sin, any sin, she's got to believe on Him who is her salvation. And if you, being a praise, don't get that through your heart. And those other guys walked away when they should have turned right around and said, hey man, He's offering us forgiveness too. If they stayed there long enough, they'd heard him say, neither I condemn you, 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 you. Then who are you to condemn anybody? What are you doing it for? I didn't condemn you this morning. Or yourself, well. I didn't condemn you. I didn't do it. I haven't condemned none of you people. Judge you? Yes. Hoping you get judged right so you don't become condemned. Understand that? I got pretty hard on you, but I didn't condemn you. You see, with people like you, I deal with it all the time. You get yourself snared. And one reason I use you for an example, because my God, you would call me from New York all the time. Yeah, you would. I'm one of your listeners. I went with you when you used to go to the hospital to see your sister. I heard you groaning, complaining about how big a job that was, how tough it was, and then God set you free from that. And yeah, see that? Tell these people that. Yeah, he went through that with me.
Hallelujah.
He knows about those things.
Oh, bless you.
See, I know.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Well, you may sit down. I'm still working on you, trying to find what to do with you. You know, when you present yourself here, you should have a spirit say, use me.
Yes, Lord.
Just don't abuse me, but use me.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Huh? Well, then how do I use you? I mean, what's your proper use?
Hallelujah.
Huh? See, she wouldn't let me use her for strength. She went and did her own thing.
Okay.
And you're a sister like that, huh?
Bless you, Lord.
Because she just did not realize that when she even got as far as she came.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Oh, God.
You know, I went the other day and got your phone number. But I haven't called you. I still got to lay him right in front of me. I was going to call you by show, and the Lord said, no. Don't do it now yet.
Okay.
Why? Because she's got herself in a snare. She got herself entangled. Yeah. She signed a lease. She got herself entangled. She spent her money without inquiring about God. Should I do this? Because she did that was right in her own eye. Then when I was presented with the situation because she had done what was right in her own eye, then I couldn't work out with the righteousness of God. I don't care whether she believes me or not. There's not a person that I have not checked that those roadblocks in front of me. And I'll say, well, bring 20,000. Oh, bring what you have. And then I'll say, I ain't got it. Then I'll say, well, if God tells you to come, just come on. I will do what's right. When I'm confronted with the situation, I will do what's right.
Amen. God bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Let me see. What's the scripture I'm looking for, Lord? The one. Yeah, I'm going to think for a quick time. Verily, verily, I say unto you.
Hallelujah.
He that receiveth whosoever I send receiveth me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You know how many people don't believe that?
Amen.
You know how many people right here don't believe that?
Amen.
Oh, I believe if God sent somebody. Well, who has God sent?
Mm-hmm. Good. You send my message.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you poor snot noses out there listening to me. Suppose I didn't come in this morning to preach. So God sent me, did he?
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, I know you're there.
Glory God.
Just let you know I'm here.
Right. Bless you, Lord.
Now you damn folk, look at your faces again. I keep telling you, I go through this. You heard the one this morning? I don't want to pay any mind. How could it might make you, maybe you agree with him. Maybe that's your problem. Yeah, hey, you Republican. Why are you always talking about it? Shut the hell up.
Yeah,
I put it right on the air. I'll do it again. See, you people, I even tell you why I do that.
Hallelujah.
Because I want to show you this kind of spirit.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
I finally shut that guy up the other day because I said, bless you, sir. Well, I went up on the internet and you're a child molester and you're a sex pervert and you're this and this, you're a false prophet. I said, well, isn't that nice? And look at you folks. All you want me to give an answer soon, don't you?
Yeah.
Look at this. Well, are you that? No, I am none of that. I'm not a sex pervert. I'm not a rapist. I'm not a child molester. I told you what I am. I am a sinner. I also told you what I am now by the grace of God. Now, you damn folks that want to buy that, then go to hell. Anybody out there who will not hear me?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I don't have to listen to you. Well, what am I supposed to do? I take these instructions in the Bible very personal. You don't hear me. And you watch it right around here. You want to hear it quoted again? You and anybody else? You can quote it.
Yeah.
Whosoever will.
For truly.
For what? For what?
Moses.
Well, wait a minute. For what?
Truly.
For what?
For truly.
This is the truth. Now, you can believe this.
Moses said unto the fathers.
a prophet. Shall the Lord your God raise up from among you, from among the brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you, and it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people.
And you're going to tell me you haven't seen that happen?
Yeah, you know. Time and time again.
Oh, God.
You see it right here on the ground, folks. If it wasn't, but they're not part of us. They're destroyed from among the people. Their testimony is no good. Their efforts are no good.
Yeah.
And some of you, you're right on the verge of it, too. And you're like a damn fool. You're no fools. So slow.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Any question? Any question? And I tell you, what I do, you mock me. You join to your idol. I'll leave you alone. You have your own way, insist on it. Every way you've taken your life brought death.
Amen.
Now you want to go back and choose death again?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
Every way you went brought death.
Yeah.
Death to your marriage, death to your family relationship, death to your from your job. Death, death, death.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
What's the matter, church?
Hallelujah.
There's a way that seems right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Yes.
How many times do you think that's done around here? Men do what they think is right. Ain't that right, Cameron? You know what you thought was right, didn't you? How about you, Craig? Where are you? You didn't run out on me again, did he? Did he leave already? He wouldn't do that, would he?
Hallelujah.
The verse I got this morning to start all this off was when Jesus entered into his ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever he saith unto you to do, do it.
My Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Men and brethren, what shall we
do?
Sir,
amen.
What must I do?
Hallelujah.
Be a doer of the doings.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. The doer of the word and not hearers only.
I thought you were calling about coffee. Now I'm talking about what I told you to do. I thought you were talking about picking fruit. No, I'm telling what I'm telling you to do.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
Yeah.
Whatsoever he said.
He says, I'm here to do. Do it.
Learn a new song.
Praise God.
I didn't say it had to be a symphony. I didn't say it. I remember one old sister one time, she learned a new song real quick. Saw it originated.
Mm-hmm.
Came down front, she asked for prayer. And
yeah,
somebody prayed for her, and power of God here. She said, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted.
Yeah.
How'd she do that? Get what she wanted, because she wanted what God wanted.
Right.
And when you want what God wanted, you're going to get what you want. Struggle with that.
Thank you.
You think this community would survive if there wasn't somebody here to tell you what to do? I should say to God, why'd you put this on me like this?
Yeah, right.
What did he put on me? To tell you?
Right.
Tell him? Oh, boy. Tell him? That's why Philip. He's in a jailhouse today.
Yeah, right.
Because he wouldn't do what I told him.
Nope.
I pled with him.
Yeah.
You offered him drink. You offered him everything that he could offer.
God, keep on mocking me, brothers. Don't tell me I didn't tell you what to do, Pierre. What did I tell you to do? Huh? Yeah. Blessed, man.
Hallelujah.
Blessed. The blessing of the Lord makes you rich and you walk around and get poor.
Glory, glory.
I don't know if I'm going to be saved.
I believe I'm done. Hey, Cindy, you want me?
Right.
Yeah, amen. Well, brother, I walk by, you don't even look at me.
Hallelujah.
Who would keep looking at that? Oh, he ain't. And then when I do look at him, did I not look at him right in the down hall the other day? Mm-hmm. Hey, come on, man.
Amen.
You ain't got no wife, you ain't got no children.
Right.
You're free from your mom and daddy.
Yeah,
you're free from your debt. You're free from your sin.
Amen.
What the hell more do you want? We're on the way to the promise. Now, now you go sit back and clap his hands. And 5 minutes from now, you forget.
Amen.
Help him, Lord.
Help him, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. How are you?
Well, my glad God don't send too many people on this land to watch you folk walk around.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A bunch of spiritual zombies.
No, Lord.
Instead of rejoicing in every opportunity that God has. Just take your emotions and your mind and put it out there in the world.
Yeah.
Just take your circumstances you're under right now and get out there without any spiritual help at all. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. Look at them. They're gonna.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Amen.
I mean, you don't need to be back over here, Cameron. You don't need to be you. You went out there and got what you want. You got a car, got a job, got a place to live. Got your little sweetheart. But you don't have the hand of God on you.
Thank you, Bobby.
You hear me, Gray?
Amen.
Well, don't just say amen and then not. Yeah, you, the other day you told me you wanted to come up here to work.
Amen.
Then you told me you were going to do it.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
No.
Did we get by without him? Is he going to get by without us?
No.
You understand that God can't have his church without you?
Yeah, amen.
And them without us?
Cannot be made for us.
Them without us?
Cannot be made for us.
Hallelujah.
All these other prophets came before me. They rejoice to see this day.
Right.
But their work would be in vain if I didn't show up.
Yeah.
If God didn't bring me up here.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jeremiah, hang in there, boy. That's true. Elijah's on me, boy. Just hang in there, fella. Hang on, old Jezebel. Hang on. Don't run. Hallelujah. Never mind. I just don't have people around me, God. I just don't have them. I talk these words to me, and they just explode inside of me.
Hallelujah.
You resist everyone.
Thank you, Father.
We refuse, I'm telling you. We're refusing him that's speaking from heaven.
Hallelujah.
God's not just speaking from earth now, you know.
No.
Jesus is up in heaven.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And as God sent the word down here through Jesus, he said, now I send the word down.
Yeah.
And he actually personified it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
You get it?
Hallelujah.
Boy, you stand here all day long, God will tell us. Remember the young man said, well, I'll go with you, but I said, if you always do what's right. Now, you folks don't believe I always do what's right, do you?
Okay.
Well.
Yeah,
I wonder how many folks we have right talking to you like this now. Because
yeah.
I'm working the righteousness of God.
Right.
I'm not working the righteousness of righteous stairs.
Yeah.
If this is ours and stairs righteous, I wouldn't mess with you 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I meant that when I talked to your sister. I had God even tell me the other day. He said, you stop casting your pearl before swine. When I tell you something, that's a pearl. When I give you instruction, that's a jewel. Are you swine? Are you dogs? When I tell you too fat, that's a jewel. Am I casting before a swine? So help me God, you ain't too much.
Hallelujah.
Don't give that which is holy to a dog. Known the Holy Scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Since you was a child.
Hallelujah.
And I bring it out and cast it for you, and you're a dog.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Well, brother, even the dog, yeah, well, then become even a dog then. Don't be a barking dog, become even a dog and eat from the crumb.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to bite the hand that feeds me.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
You don't get it, huh?
Amen.
You're going to jeopardize your very life because you won't trust the God in me.
No, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You see, you can live your own life and come up with victory.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. If I could tell you how close some of you people come for God to say, just get them out of here.
Oh, God.
Send them back to their husbands, to their wives, to their kids, to their families. Is that what you want?
Oh, Jesus.
And my people love to have it so. They love when they can discount your words. They love it. I don't have to listen to you. And here's one that really is something. I don't believe in you. Uh-oh.
Yeah, amen.
I believe in God. Well, let's hear what that God said. Let's hear what that God said. He said, you believe in God? What did Jesus say? He said, you believe in God, you believe also in me. As the Father sent me, so I sent him. You believe in Jesus Christ, and you believe also in me. And you look at each brother and say, you believe in Jesus, and you believe in me. I'm your brother, I'm your sister. That ought to change your attitude, folks. Let brotherly love continue. To become friends, then we'll lay down our will. We'll lay down our way. In order to keep the friend,
there's
not a friend. Boy, oh boy, they don't know the spirit of God.
Glory.
Oh, well.
Glory.
And again, I will put my trust in him. And again,
hallelujah.
Behold, I and the children which God has given me.
Hallelujah.
Have I not been faithful to you?
Hallelujah.
The children that God's given me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
If I in any way led you astray, have I not led you back? If I've fallen, have I not showed you how to be lifted up?
Glory. Glory.
If I claim God's great blessing of salvation, have I not claimed it for you?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
If I am what I am by God's grace, what are you?
Hallelujah, by God's grace.
Amen. You don't know the great grace upon the law. And if you don't accept that, then you're frustrating grace.
Hallelujah. Grace, grace. Thank you, Father.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also. Is it wrong for me to become like you, flesh and blood?
Hallelujah.
We know what flesh and blood does, huh?
Right.
So he became partaker of flesh and blood. So I know flesh. I know blood.
Amen.
You were talking about families. Remember you say they say blood is thicker than water. You start talking with people about their family,
right?
And watch how they'll.
Yeah, amen.
Don't tell them that whosoever loves mother, father, sons, and daughters, right. House and land.
Yeah, amen.
You're not getting into the kingdom.
Nope.
Not all right.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, brother.
We're going to see the disdain coming out of the right.
Have mercy, Lord.
You girls over here, don't get so hot here, because the Lord's kept you. Because if you slip one time, you may never ever find that purity again.
Oh, God.
Yeah, amen.
True. You get snared.
Amen. Help him, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
My God. Yeah. The love of God should have brought in your heart.
Hallelujah.
At your age.
Amen.
What other love do you need?
Hallelujah.
What other love do you need?
That's true. You're all in grace.
See, when you love, you have love like God loves.
Yeah.
Don't look for human love.
No. Yeah.
Love is down me more than thee.
Yeah.
It's amazing how you people don't understand Scripture. And the bad part about it, for this they are willing to. They don't want to know what God wants them to know so they can overcome their iniquity, their shame. What he wants you to know, that it's your iniquity.
Right.
It's your sin.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It wants to be magnified in you so he can be magnified in you. Oh, magnify
the Lord,
for he is worthy to be. there for? How are you here?
Hallelujah.
For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he seemeth.
Hallelujah.
To have.
Glory.
Then came to him his mother and his brother, and could not come at him.
Hallelujah.
Could come to him. His mother and brother, for the press. And it was told him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee.
Hallelujah.
And he answered.
Yeah.
He answered him.
Yes.
My mother, my brethren.
Hallelujah.
Now, are these which hear
yes.
the word of God and do it?
Hallelujah.
Uh oh. Yeah. Both Jesus was called the disciples of the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus said unto her, woman, what are you coming to me about that for? What do you expect me to do about it? What am I to do with you? Why are you pulling that mama trick on me? Because you're my mama? I'm not going to do your will, mama.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus.
I don't hear what you got to say. I know what's going on here. Little mama back there, she cried the other day. I've been trying to tell my daughter what to do, and she just won't do it because her daughter is convinced that she's doing the will of the Father. Well, I didn't tell you what the will of the Father was, and I don't need no piece of paper.
Right.
The will of the Father was leave everything to mama.
Mm-hmm.
And then when mama, let mama distribute it.
Right.
That's all the Father. Don't hang it up, put it in a bank and save it up.
Right.
That's the will of the Father. Hello?
Glory.
Oh, God.
What did God do to anything? What did God do to anything? Thank God. And he looking on there with anger.
Hallelujah.
For the grace of God
Hallelujah.
Does it motivate you to surrender everything and let God be God, then you are not a recipient of God's
grace.
And you're frustrating it? You're still going to mock me. What about me? Yeah, what about you? And if I pick out something, I start talking about your situation, and you say, oh, no, no. You better repent of this thy wickedness. The wicked's going to be turned into hell.
Oh,
and every you express wickedness, you end up in a hellish situation.
Oh,
Lord. So turn from your wickedness.
Yes, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
How much more clear do you want to talk about? Your way is not right.
Nope.
I don't care how right it is. Why don't you believe the scriptures? Because that's the only hope you have.
Hallelujah.
Believe what they say. Truth, Lord, and then repent.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, I just pray today you will let your word touch the people around the world who are in such dilemma everywhere.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bless you.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, he is Lord.
Hallelujah.
To the glory of the Father.
Glory.
Oh, yes, and we understand
glory
that it's all about Jesus. All about Jesus.
Jesus.
Saving sinners
hallelujah
from their sin.
Glory.
What good news.
Glory.
What good news.
Glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we heard the voice of the prophet hallelujah saying that he will come again.
Hallelujah.
He will finish the work.
Yes,
he will cut it short in righteousness.
Lord.
Oh, Lord, we bless you.
Bless
we thank you today, Lord God,
you, God,
for hearing the voice of the prophet,
thank
Lord God.
God.
Once again, Lord
glory
God. We thank you, Lord God.
Lord.
We heard today that Jesus forgives sin. Hallelujah.
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 We thank you, Father. We thank
glory
you for the forgiveness of sin,
yes, Lord
God. The only problem that a man has is sin, Lord God. And you have worked it out, Lord God. Oh, yes, by dying on the cross.
Hallelujah.
On the third day, God raised him from the dead.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Rice, Lord God. I'm sure he will say the same thing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, forgive sin.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. What good news, Lord God. What good news, for sinners. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Oh, we bless you, Lord God. Help him, Lord God. Help Pastor Rice, Lord God.
Need your help always.
Preachers. Oh, yes, Lord God. Anoint him with fresh oil. Oh, yes. Help us, Lord God, to have that open face. Talking about the congregation, Lord God. That we might be that one stick in your hand. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated.
Glory.
Well, our preaching is not vain.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our faith is not vain.
Hallelujah.
And our sins are gone.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because he is Lord.
He
has risen from the dead. And he is Lord. Therefore, our preaching is not vain. Our faith is not vain. And our sins are gone. In the body, we are the body of Christ.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah, members in particular.
Glory.
We've gathered in the tabernacle on the Sabbath day.
Bless you, Jesus.
To worship him.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Hallelujah.
We come to worship him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the Father seeketh
yes
such
yes
true worshipers.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant.
Hallelujah.
You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even
hallelujah
as you were led.
Yeah.
Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God
hallelujah
calleth Jesus accursed.
Nah.
And that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But by the Holy Ghost. How do we say it today?
Hallelujah.
We say it by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, there are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord.
Yes. Same Lord.
And there are different operations,
yes,
but it's the same God
hallelujah
that worketh all.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I stand before you today in the name of Jesus Christ, any authority thereof, as I humble myself by the grace of God.
Grace,
is that all right?
Yes.
God's grace is sufficient
sufficient
for me.
Yes.
His grace is sufficient for you.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God.
And we have this opportunity
yes
to gather with the saints.
Hallelujah.
In the tabernacle, to humble ourselves and call on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is Lord.
He is Lord.
He is worthy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. All right. We've been singing a song, The Way of the Cross Leads Home.
Hallelujah.
And that is the way.
Yes.
Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes, he is.
So we sing this song.
Yes.
The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. Children of Israel were standing before the Red Sea. And Moses said, now fear not, I'll stand still and see the salvation of God.
Hallelujah.
He said, the battle is not yours, but the Lord's.
Hallelujah.
And then the Lord said unto Moses, why criest thou unto me? Say ye to the children of Israel,
yes,
go forward.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
And no other way. To the plow, we don't even look back.
No.
Onward is the way.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 And we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
But I want to remind you that the way is by the cross.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Must Jesus bear the cross alone?
Hallelujah.
And all the world go free?
No.
There's a cross for everyone.
Hallelujah.
There's a cross for me.
Glory.
We have the privilege, the opportunity to deny ourselves and take up our cross.
Amen.
And follow Jesus.
Amen.
No way to follow him except with the cross.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By way of the cross.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So think it not strange, saints. Do you think it's strange? Are you thankful for your trials?
Yes.
Your afflictions?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
You know they are intensified.
Yes.
Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings. Huh? What about these trials? Well, we must go through.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Amen.
That's the word. We must go through.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
All right. I got a call this morning. I was sitting there in the living room visiting with Brother Kurt. Brother Kurt visits well. I don't visit so well, but Kurt does. So, you know, I pick up a few tips from him sometime. But I was sitting there, the phone rang, and I answered it because I recognized that it was a number from Morris, Oklahoma. And it turned out it was Gene Weatherford. Gene Weatherford. He's a widower now. He lost his wife. We've done much work for him. But it was very nice because he said, I said, praise the Lord. He said, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd call and tell you that I miss y'all. So I miss you, Brother Rice. So y'all really treated me nice, did great things for us here. He said, tell everybody, I'm telling y'all.
Right.
He said, tell everybody, hello, I miss y'all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wasn't that encouraging?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 He said, Darlene Lewis, we did work for her as well. So now she's got Alzheimer, and she's in a home. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Jesus.
Darlene's in her 80s. probably 85, 86. But up until this point, she did everything for herself. She was a secretary for a lawyer. She had a little house, and she kept it very well. She'd always call when she needed something. You know, I received many phone calls, something like this. My toilet is backed up. My roof is leaking. I got a lot, usually when people call me, something was always broke, need fixing. Norma Green would call.
Norma.
And she said, yeah, you're right. It's broke, but I didn't break it. But Kurt reminded me of an account with Norma today. Tim and Ron was out there working for Norma. And you know, sometimes Tim and Ron, they get into it. So they were getting into it. And Norma came out and said, I want to know one thing. Am I on the clock? Am I paying for this? And Norma said they just shut right up. But I want to say that Tim and Ron have worked together a long time. And they fought like cats and dogs. They scratched and fight. Sometimes Brother Tim would come to me and complain about Ron. Well, maybe just tell me, huh? And then at times Ron would come to me and tell me about Brother Tim. He said, man, you just don't know. You ought to work with him. Not understanding that I knew. And Brother Tim would say the same, man, Ron's cutting up. Can't tell him nothing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But what I want to say is we see the fruit of all that now. Because I've never seen such a sweet relationship today between these two as between anybody. But you see it was by way of the cross. So I have hope too that this way of the cross, we're going to come out with some sweet relationships. That's what I believe. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Yeah, these brothers, they mend the roof together. They put Ann's bicycle together, huh? They make cabinets together. They cook together. Praise the Lord. Just like real brothers and sisters, huh? Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, yes. Here's the patience and the faith of the saints. For the adversaries come down having great wrath. He knew that he had but a short time. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto the death. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
You see where I got my start from. Corinthians 15. It says, if there be no resurrection.
Hallelujah.
If there be.
Hallelujah.
Then our preaching is vain.
Yes.
If there be no resurrection, then our faith is vain.
Hallelujah.
There be no resurrection, we're yet in our sins.
Yes.
So I began by telling you that our preaching is not in vain.
Hallelujah.
And our faith is not in vain.
Hallelujah.
And our sins are gone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb,
yes, Lord.
By the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto the death.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Sometimes we hear Sister Libby on the broadcast. Yeah. Sister Libby says she desired to be with the saints, have fellowship, be with the people of God. I said, man, that is so beautiful. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We ought to hear from the ones that are here, huh? That would be even better. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, let me say it. I'm glad to be here.
Yes,
Lord. Yeah, I desire to be with the saints and have fellowship. I need to be with the people of God. See, I can say it. How about you?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Seems like it comes better. Then there's one up there in Ohio. He said, man, seemed like you could do something. Get me a brother by here. you know, somebody that I can talk to and say praise the Lord and have sweet fellowship with. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, if we did, you know, if you were with the saints, you still have your tribulation.
Amen.
You still have your affliction.
Amen.
You still have your fiery trial.
Amen.
You just have someone to go through them with you.
Yes.
Brother Stair often reminded me that we suffer affliction not because of the saints, but with the saints.
Hallelujah.
Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. All right? So it is an admonition. While we're here, we may as well choose to suffer affliction.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Not to avoid, but choose to suffer affliction.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Identify with it.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say, we be brethren.
Yes.
Let's let brotherly love continue.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's love one another. Sir, forgive one another.
Glory.
Even as God for Christ's sake forgave us.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Bless you, Lord God.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So may God give us the power to endure.
Amen.
To the end.
Yes, Lord.
Patience to outlast all of our discouragement. Hmm? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Zeal that will not die out.
Hallelujah.
Give us zeal with knowledge. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Make us zealous of good works. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Bless you, Jesus.
1 John 4 said, try the spirits. What are we going to try? Why? To see if they are of God.
Hallelujah.
And every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, that spirit is of God.
Hallelujah.
And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, that spirit is Antichrist.
Amen.
So there are many spirits.
Yes.
We must always try the spirits.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And no man can say that Jesus Christ is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
The Spirit of truth.
Yes.
Whom the world cannot receive.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost sent down from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes, Lord.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall yesterday. They were very good. Tender and succulent. Praise the Lord. I got a few and went to my table and sat down to enjoy them. I went back for more. There were no more.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Not like the meal barrel, though. When we go back in faith, there's always more.
Thank you, God.
The truth is, we go back, there's always more.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. But of course, no one said, well, Pastor Rice not going to get any more. I'm not going to get any more. They didn't do it like that. They said, they're still there. I'm going to get some. Huh?
Take them home.
Didn't we do it like that?
Yeah.
Well, many times I would wait to prefer my brother, which is the more excellent way.
Hallelujah.
Sure. If anybody's going to come up short, it'd be good if it was me. Don't you think? At least on my part. In fact, that's how they used to train the leaders in the army.
Yes.
We go to PLDC, we'd have to let the troops go through first, and the leader would go through behind them.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. It is the best way, isn't it? Glory, glory. Of course, the other way as well, you know, there's not so much. We better hurry and get some because there won't be any left. That's not the more excellent way. I really don't want to take that way.
Hallelujah.
Huh? But that's how we do with things that we esteem, things we like. Hmm? Praise the Lord. So let us do that way by the things of God. I say the tabernacle is there and the altar is there. Huh? There'll always be enough. It's not like the ribs. You come on in here, there'll be enough. There'll be enough of the Spirit. In fact, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, do it like you do the ribs. Say, nobody else going to praise God, I'll praise Him. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this.
Hallelujah.
I shall never get sight of the gates of life.
Hallelujah.
The way of the cross I miss. The way of the cross leads home. Yes, by way of the cross.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, King.
Oh, yes, Lord.
They said, don't praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't go to the prayer house.
Hallelujah.
Don't preach.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No.
You know what? They're Antichrist. I know right away.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
They said, don't press in. Don't press through.
Glory.
Yeah, they're Antichrist.
Hallelujah.
Try them spirits.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory.
It is part of the trial that we go through.
Hallelujah.
You understand, but we go through.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory.
Jesus is still on the throne.
Yes.
Still caring for his own.
Yes.
Still worthy of praise.
Hallelujah.
Same God yesterday as he was.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory. Praise the Lord.
Glory
to his name.
Hallelujah.
Now there's, you know, a spirit that says, you all going to the tabernacle is vain, and y'all praying in vain, and I'm telling you, my preaching's not in vain, brother. Your faith is not vain.
Amen.
and your sins are gone. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah. Pressing on the upward way, Brother Christian. Now you're here to say, praise the Lord. Onward, Christian soldier. Looking on before. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, for sweet Christian fellowship, huh? We shouldn't have to starve for it living here.
Glory.
Sweet Christian fellowship. We should find it everywhere.
Hallelujah.
Everywhere. Glory, glory. Huh? We shouldn't have to look at each other sideways. Huh? I desire Christian fellowship. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Boys, I've been called everything but a Christian and a brother. But I still have hope. How about you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Am I doing something that not encouraging you all to rejoice? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know, we should confront those spirits. We should oppose them. As we take unto us the armor of God, we cast off the light, the works of darkness, put on the armor of light.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Sure. Sure. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say, well, you know, I'm not going to respond to Pastor Rice because, well, you know, that's not a good spirit.
Hallelujah.
Especially if I'm talking about the things of God.
Hallelujah.
I'm not making myself to be somebody.
God.
I'm identifying with you.
Hallelujah.
That our faith is not vain.
Hallelujah.
And our sins are gone.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Amen.
So let's rejoice in the truth.
Amen.
I know some of you all may be strong and don't need anybody to rejoice with you. I'm not that strong. Yeah, I need somebody to rejoice with me. Somebody to rejoice in the truth and acknowledge that he's God. You know, no matter if you like fried chicken or not, huh? Praise God. Just know that God loves us both.
Hallelujah.
And rejoice in that truth.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. This is my tribulation. This is my baptism. Because, you know, I really didn't think that we would have such opposition, you know, to rejoicing in the Lord and having hope in the coming of Jesus. I figured we all here believing that Jesus is coming, waiting for him.
Hallelujah.
And when we have a forum like this that, you know, we would have open faces and folk would say, right on, Pastor Wright. Yeah, Lord, I know what you're talking about.
Huh?
Not 100% though. Like I said, this is my tribulation. This is my, but you know what? Forward! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, even my right-hand man, I can't get him fired up. I said, Kurt, I know you're going to jump and shout today and run around the tabernacle, but he's not, you know. Oh, somebody might say it's fleshly. I see.
Hallelujah!
We don't do things fleshly, do we? Hallelujah! We find some good excuse not to glorify God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Catherine Ann went through her dilemma. And she couldn't do anything. And he said when Catherine got well, and she was, what was she doing?
Weeding the flower garden.
He said he's never seen such zeal and zest. Because she was glad that she was able to do it. Well, you know, when we give glory to God, it's better than weeding a garden. And my trial, brother, my baptism, is I can't get people to believe it who say they believe God. That's what I'm going through now. This is my trial. Praise the Lord. But you know what, brother Christian? I'm going through. Hallelujah. I'm going to do my this trial like y'all do with the ribs. I'm going to get some even if you don't. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
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 Thank you, Father.
Oh, bless your name, oh God.
Wonderful. God is still a joy giver.
Yes.
Joy is still fruit of the Spirit. Yeah, still is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus prayed.
Hallelujah.
That his joy would remain in you. That your joy might be full. The joy of the Lord, your strength. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. I would like to say that I'm not trying to get you all to pump me up. What I'm doing is testifying of what the Lord has done for me. You know, what I'm speaking is because it's coming out of my heart. And I do desire to give God glory in whatever way that he would have me to. He would say, stand up and preach, then I would do that. He would say, sit down and be quiet, I would do that. If he would say, sing unto the Lord, I would do that. If he would say, love the brother, whatever I can do to give glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we are his witnesses. So let's go back to Brother Kurt. Kurt went back and he visited a few people. And he said, well, you know, we sure miss you. And Kurt said, you know, then I began to stick out my chest. And they said, no, the whole group. Huh? Yeah. Praise the Lord. The whole group.
Yeah.
How about that? In the body of Christ, we are the whole group. Huh? Praise the Lord. And as we've done it to the least of these, my little ones, we've done it also unto him. Glory. Hallelujah. Really, we don't have to look hard to find a reason to rejoice in the Lord. I started out with a few. Huh? But if you're breathing and you have faith in God, that's some more.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, how should we respond to that, Brother Rice?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, let me see.
Bless you.
Oh, Jesus.
No, sir.
No,
sir.
No,
sir.
Oh, Jesus.
No,
sir.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
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 Come on, Brother Rico. You can say hallelujah. Talking about theatrics, and I'm talking about a spirit. It's a spirit. I promise you that. It is a spirit.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you.
And you can overcome that spirit.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You must overcome that spirit. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Otherwise, we come here out of form and fashion. You know, that's what I'm accused of. But I'm going to keep coming till I get it right. All right? Is that all right with you? I'm going to keep coming till I get it right. Huh? Maybe my prayer is vain and vain repetitions I pray, but I'm going to come till I get it right. Because there's something in me. There's God calling me. There's the Spirit of God living within me. This is my response. I can't sit down and rub my beard. God has done too much for me. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I can't say I'm not going to respond because might still be friends with him, but I'm still going on.
Yes.
But I must tell you this, okay? I must put some light on it. You know that, don't you, brother? Huh? Am I doing something wrong? Am I giving glory to God? You all are still here. At least you should do something. Huh? I mean, there are some that are not here. That's all right. But you are here. At least you can respond righteously. Have an open face. You know, try a little bit. Everybody understand what I'm doing? I'm talking about a spirit, an evil spirit that would prevent us from doing what we need to do. To get us where we need to go. I'm not talking about fleshly stuff. I'm talking about stuff down in your heart, the spirit of the living God moving within you. Yeah, praise the Lord. I would purposely say something. I wouldn't sit there and do that. I would purposely say something. Listen to me. I would purposely do that. Brother Kurt used to tell me another story. He said they used to make fun of some guy up there that was crippled or something and was deformed. Dad said, don't make fun of him. You might end up like him. And Kurt said there was actually some people who that actually fell into that. All right, see what I mean? So you keep on not giving God praise because Pastor Rice is up, and you might be like that. See, that's just a warning. I pray not, because God is worthy, and I would everybody give him glory. Is that a true story, brother? Did you make it up? You mean they were making of somebody deformed, and they ended up the same way? My God. Well, well, well. Oh, well, preaching some good stuff. Don't you think that's pretty good preaching?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, if the Spirit keep doing it, I might just keep on, you know.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Glory.
I'm set for the defense of the gospel. Huh? I'm not after. My battle is not against flesh and blood. But I'm against every evil spirit in me and you, wherever. Because there are spirits that try to prevent me from doing the will of God. Probably not you, but me, okay? I say that facetiously. I know that the Spirit hampers anybody and everybody. Whenever we would do good, evil is present. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Right.
Out of my way, devil.
Amen, brother.
Praise the Lord.
What'd you tell him, Phil?
Hallelujah.
What'd you tell him, Phil? Phil, what'd you tell that devil? Go! Go! Go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. You know how Brother Say always talked to us? He made good examples. He talked about the serving line, the ice cream and the cookies and the cake. And he said, when we respond to that, it's delight. And this is how we should do. For God, we should delight ourselves in the Lord. You know, the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Yeah, the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. This is my trial. This is my baptism.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I would think that folk been here listening to the prophet, they would really believe this. But when you go back and listen to all of his messages, he always reproved us for this.
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
But we say we heard him. I guess we aren't listening. He always reproved us for coming back, kicking back, draw back.
Same spirit.
Slowful. No?
Yes.
Not too many times. He said, oh, look at that. Beautiful. Everybody got open faith. Go back and listen to all the messages. Well, that's not the part we should. He said every word now. And this is one of the consistent words. Our faces, our responses. No. But, you know, that's concerning the spirits that we habitate and make friends with. That's what it's about. And here we are in the spiritual war. We might as well fight. That's what we're called to do. Fight the good fight of faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Huh? We're called to fight.
Yeah.
We're soldiers.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
In the army of the Lord.
Right.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we should endure hardness as good soldiers.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
It's a good fight of faith.
Yes.
Whereby we lay hold on eternal life.
Amen.
Hmm? Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Glory, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult to say words like this. You know, I'm not trying to puff my... don't we all know that we're sons of God? Huh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Huh? What should we do about that? Our name's written down in heaven. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Oh, wonderful thing.
Thanks.
Well, we have the blessed hope. Is that not right? And hope make it not ashamed. Because the love of God is shared abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Huh?
Yes.
And we have the hope that we'll be with all the saints.
Hallelujah.
Is that right? Huh?
Glory.
Huh?
Yes.
We'll sit down with all of the saints of the ages. Is that not right?
Yes.
Well, what about the saints of this age?
Yes.
Come on, saints. Yes. Hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
We have a blessed hope, don't we?
Right.
Seeing the Lord and, you know, the saints.
Right.
Yeah, well, here are some saints.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to rejoice with you, saints. We're going to wait for the Class A saints. I say this to your shame. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. Glory. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to go on for just a little bit. Because you all that give place to that spirit, and you're going to come to me, and you're going to say something and smile, and you're going to want me to respond. Yep. How do you know? It happens all the time.
It sure does.
Huh? What are you going to say? Well, who knows? But you don't want me to turn around and put my back to you. Or look down and say, do you? Huh?
Oh, God.
What? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name, God. Oh.
Well, Brother Rice, you know, you could help us out, and I'm trying to.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have all of us lay aside all the garbage and really look at what we're confronting.
Hallelujah.
It's not because Pastor Rice stand up to preach.
Amen.
No, no.
Amen.
It's not because I'm here.
It's not.
Not because of what I've done.
Amen.
No, no. It's because we belong to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And this is the fight that we're in.
Hallelujah.
Huh? And it is a fight.
Yeah.
We may ignore it by, you know, cooking shrimp and fried rice and stuff, but we're still fighting. The sun may be shining. Huh? Might have berries on the vine, but we're still fighting. Huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, bless your name,
Jesus.
I know we can rejoice in iniquity. We do it all the time.
Right.
My admonition that we rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Glory.
You know, whether we run, sit still, or whatever, rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Did you learn another song, brother?
Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Father.
Lord, bless you, Father.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Hallelujah.
That's the way. Helpers one of another. I heard the preacher talking about the gift of helps.
My Lord.
He said, Jesus Christ Huh? Though he was a prophet, son of God, his greatest gift was helps.
Huh?
So we may boldly say, the Lord is our help. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill, from whence cometh my help. Huh? Peter, when he began to sing, said, help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Vain is the help of man. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, how do you know, Pastor Rice? Well, I'm trying the Spirit. That's what I'm doing. And the Spirit that confessed that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. You know what the flesh is.
Right.
That's you and me.
Yes.
You know, not abstract somewhere. You know, people can easily love the God they can't see. But God say, if you say you love me, whom you have not seen, and you hate Pastor Rice, whom you have seen, you are a liar.
He is a liar. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And you love God, and you can look up and say, I love you, Lord. Then you can look at Pastor Rice and say, I love you, brother.
Amen.
No?
Amen.
Well, I ain't doing that. Well, that's not the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
You may not do it, but I'm not going to call it the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
You understand that, don't you?
Right.
All right, then.
Exactly.
That's not the Spirit of Christ.
Right.
We are deceiving ourselves if we think we have some special relationship with God while we disdain our brother. That is a deception.
Yes.
That is a deception.
Yes.
And we think we can receive the Lord and don't receive the brother that he sent or the sister that he sent. We are deceived.
Right.
Well, what's your judgment? I'm not your brother. Well, let it be known. Huh? Is that the judgment?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Let it be known.
Amen.
I am your brother. Then smile and say, I love you, brother.
Amen.
Yeah, let's go on into the kingdom.
Amen.
Let's press on the upward way.
Hallelujah.
You're talking right, man.
Right.
The hell with them spirits.
Amen.
Get away, devil. Huh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're on the same side, aren't we?
Amen.
The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I homeward go. The way of the cross leads home. Praise the Lord. We must needs go home. It's by the way of the cross. By the blood sprinkled way.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. All right. I love you, Lord, because you love me first.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And I love the brethren.
Amen.
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 I have this commandment.
Amen.
We're going on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Through the fire, through the flood.
Hallelujah.
No other way but through. Let us stand.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If I've offended anyone,
so be it.
So be it.
Not by intent.
Thank you.
Forgive me. But I don't want to offend the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to be obedient to God.
Amen.
I want to speak His words, not my own.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I will tell you the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father, in Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
Thank you for the truth.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for the word of God.
Thank you
for the people of God.
Thank you
for the way through, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You did make a way for us,
yes, Lord.
So we're going through. Thank you for your love to us,
thank
real God. Your long suffering.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father, for eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to perceive.
Yes.
Thank you for the blessed hope, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We would maintain that blessed hope and not be moved away from it.
Hallelujah.
We would not be distracted, deceived, or destroyed. My prayer is, save us, Lord. We'll be saved. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come and save us. We'll give you the praise. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 bless you, saints. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.
Sing that song.
Oh, you a trumpet in Zion? Sound the alarm.